This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The U.S. House failed to override President Donald Trump's veto Tuesday of a resolution blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
It's a win in his bid to spend billions more on border barriers, but actually doing it will likely be held up by long court battles. He declared the emergency after Congress authorized far less money than he wanted for the barriers. Both chambers approved a resolution blocking the declaration. He issued the veto almost immediately. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration says it wants the entire Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, struck down. In a filing Monday with a federal appeals court, the administration said the entire law should be struck as unconstitutional. Previously, the administration had called only for parts of it to go. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this could leave millions of Americans without coverage.
President Trump said the Republican Party will be the party of health care. If that is true, God help middle-class Americans.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the GOP health care plan will continue the protections for people who've already been diagnosed with an ailment.
We want, number one, protect people with pre-existing condition. We strongly support that, while we also want to lower premiums. This is the big difference between Republicans and Democrats in Washington. We want a health care plan where families can choose the doctor of their choice from wherever they want to buy a policy.
Millions of people benefit from the ACA's taxpayer-subsidized private insurance plans, but enrollment is declining. A Justice Department official says it'll take Attorney General William Barr weeks, not months, to finish reviewing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation report and make a version available for the public. The official spoke on condition of anonymity on Tuesday. As Republicans say, now it's time to move on from the investigation. This is VOA News. Israel's UN ambassador is warning Gaza's Hamas rulers. If attacks continue, Hamas leaders will face the might of the Israeli military. Hamas fired a rocket Monday that hit a home in central Israel, wounding 7 people. Israel responded with airstrikes across Gaza, and Palestinian militants fired rockets before an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire appeared to take hold early Tuesday. Cyclone relief operations are moving deeper into remote Mozambique, as experts now fear a spread of disease. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
They fear a spike in malaria cases in Mozambique. The disease-carrying mosquitoes breed in standing water. WHO says 900,000 oral cholera vaccines are expected to arrive later this week. However, the United Nations says some 1.8 million people still need urgent help and has made an emergency appeal for $282 million for the next 3 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prosecutors in Illinois dropped all charges against Empire TV actor Jussie Smollett on Tuesday. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Smollett was accused of lying that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. Prosecutors in Chicago say they still believe Smollett made it all up. An angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel calls it
a whitewash of justice.
Prosecutors say one of the reasons charges were dropped was because they want to focus resources on Chicago's gun violence.
Mr. Smollett is still saying that he is innocent, still running down the Chicago Police Department. How dare him?
Usually when charges are dropped, the defendant accepts responsibility or offers an apology.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
Smollett did agree to do community service. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX made a safe emergency landing Tuesday in Florida after experiencing an engine problem. AP correspondent Tom Krischer reports the jet is part of the fleet that's been grounded.
Southwest was shuttling the plane from Orlando out to Victorville, California, where it's storing all of the MAXes while they're grounded out in the desert where the weather's better. As this plane was taking off, it had some sort of engine trouble and had to turn back to the airport. The crew declared an emergency. It landed safely, and it had nothing to do with the software problems suspected in both the prior crashes.
That's AP correspondent Tom Krischer reporting. Airlines are allowed to move the grounded planes as long as they don't have passengers. An Ethiopian official says a preliminary report on this month's deadly plane crash will be made public soon, but it may take months to finish the final report. There's evidence that anti-stall software could have contributed to that crash and October's Lion Air crash in Indonesia. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.